Welcome to Foster Carolinas, connecting the Carolinas to voices of foster care.
L-O-T, the place I want to be. Come and sit down, have a foster chat with me. Podcast bridging the gap with Mr. Beast.
Well, I'm so excited to be back in the podcast room. I feel like I haven't been here in a while, but today we're starting our spring podcast, and it's all about who is helping and already helping children in foster care, and to just thank them for being a helper. So first up, we have got Pastor Ray Hardy from the Point Church. Ray,
good morning. Welcome. It's great to be here. I always feel welcome here. I always feel like I'm coming home. Meet with my sister when I come to, and all my sisters here, at least to these Carolinas.
Thank good, you. Good. Well, y'all have been supporting us for a long time, and we're so appreciative of that. I mean, we've been around for 10 years, and I think y'all have been supporting us from the beginning, and it means so much to have the church, the church's support, the Big C Church, like all the churches coming together. But specifically, you guys, you open your doors for different events that we need to have. In fact, next week we're going to be having the Guardian Ad Litems, celebrating them because you have a great outdoor space for that. So I just wanted to say thank you, and then we'll get right into our questions. What is your position in serving children in foster care, and how long have you been there?
Well, so thank you for asking. And a lot of times people care in the community and they don't really get around to doing it, but I'm grateful for you and your help with this. I will say very specifically that I got involved in this because of you and your staff and your team, because of their persistence to let us know about what's going on in the foster care community. So I'm lead pastor and cultural architect at the Point Church in Belmont, North Carolina. And the cultural architect part of that title is very specific because we want to be part of social transformation in the world based upon the gospel of Jesus, instead of just getting in our enclaves and as monks and whatever. It's, monks are good people, so I don't want to say that, but we don't want to go climb in the cave of who we are, understand being separate from the world and different. But we believe that Christ is the transformer of the world and that church should lead first. And that's why we're here.
Absolutely. Why did you first start serving the population? I guess you've already answered that because of we came to you and said there was a need.
Absolutely. And I think there's something I learned in all of this, too. I mean, it takes a team. There was Levesey Smith, who works with adoption services, right? Lifeline Adoption Services. And she was a member of our church at the time. And she said, this is somebody you really need to meet. And I saw you at Bethlehem Church, which is now City Church. And she said, that's somebody, that's the person I've been talking to you about. I said, okay. And then you were very persistent to reach out via mail and stuff like that. And so I would just give a lot of the credit to you and the passion you exude, because you let us know there really is a need out there that we all can do something about. And I'm grateful for your leadership.
Well, thank you. And I am persistent. So if you're a pastor and you're listening to this podcast, I will keep calling and texting, and I might just show up.
So I would say to the pastors that are listening to this podcast that give her 5 minutes. She can tell you in 5 minutes why this is important. Yeah. And I know you have my initial thing was, I don't have enough time to explore this, but I really did. I just needed to hear and then discover different kinds of avenues and places where we could drop in and provide energy or resources or just straight up money to help with the process and or influence. And that's what's great about it for us. It's very fulfilling.
And I love it because we work with churches and we're kind of like, well, what is the DNA of your church, and what do you think your church, because every church has different DNA. And so we just kind of go in and say, oh, if that's your DNA, then maybe volunteerism, like your church is going to be really good at this, or your church is really good at food. So maybe that's your, what you're going to help us do. So there's always places for churches, and I feel like y'all help all over, but, I just so appreciate it. So let's move to the next one.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us your favorite story that you've experienced from holding your position? And it could have to do with us or not, but.
So my favorite story is really about your process. It's not really about a lightning strike moment. You do great things with the 12 Hours of Christmas. The Bags of Hope has been done before. We've been part of the Bridge Camp and helping you volunteer with Bridge Camp and giving energy to Bridge Camp and what you do. But the thing that inspires me the most is it's not just a series of lightning strike incidents like come to this big thing. This is the great big thing. Instead, you built a process by which to help kids in foster care from a church perspective. Mm-hmm. And then also built alliances. I guess if you're asking for a highlight moment for me recently, because the older I get, the more I understand the process that's necessary for something good to happen. It doesn't just happen in one time. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I guess the highlight in the last year or so has been the coalition of bringing together people in government and nonprofits and from churches, from Guardian Ad Litem community, social workers. Now I'm naming the different categories to talk with one another, mm-hmm. parents that are in foster care. Because it's easy a lot of times when you're dealing with a problem or a challenge like this to point fingers and say, well, if they just did this, then everything would be better. If they just did that, everything would be better. But instead, you and we have drawn them together to talk together mm-hmm. and to break down those barriers. And therefore, it's now more about us rather than just us versus them. In graduate school, one of my professors said in a moment, I was talking about we and us. And she said, Ray, there's not a we and there's an us. There's just us. Mm-hmm. And so as I thought about the word just us and think about the word justice. Mm-hmm. Justice comes when we realize that it's just us mm-hmm. and we all have something we can do about it.
Well, we are better together.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. And you're talking about the Foster Care Symposium, and I have really enjoyed bringing all those people together to just sit around the table, and we're all trying to, we all want the same thing.
Right.
Better for children in foster care. And why not get around the table with each other and discuss it and try and figure out. And I've seen some great solutions come out of that and some great strides and just the walls coming down. Right. So thank you for being a part of that.
It's a privilege and a pleasure. And I love to bring other pastors in and say, hey, give Susanna 5 minutes of your time and it'll change your life. It'll change the life of your church. So if you're a pastor and you're listening out there today, I just want to challenge you to call East of the East Carolinas and ask for Susanna and or one of her team members. And they're going to put a timer on themselves for 300 seconds. After 300 seconds, if you want to know more, they're going to give you that. If it happens, you know. So in other words, give them that and you're going to be able to be part of making a dent. Not a dent, that's a hard, proper word. An impact on a tremendously difficult social problem.
Yeah.
I think the thing you've taught me and what we've learned from people that are in the field is that there's no need for orphanages anymore. Mm-hmm. There's now a need for homes where families of drug addicted family members with children that have been in foster care to come back and be a family again once parents are willing to see they need to get clean.
Yeah.
And that's the modern day orphanages. Mm-hmm. We don't have a situation where parents are dying in mass like they were 100, 150 years ago. There certainly are. Mm-hmm. And they're dying from a problem of drug abuse, but that's primarily it. It's not polio or disease. Instead, it's that. So this is part of a big issue. And if the church does the church's job, and even if it's just a little bit, if all of us do a little bit, it's like every joint of the body supplies
yeah.
and comes together. And if we all do our part, then that means that we are going to be able to do something greater and better together. Mm-hmm. But it means let's all do a part of it. What if everybody in this county and every leader in this 700 church, synagogue, county, whatever, are coming together to do something to help with the issue mm-hmm. rather than just studying the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, while every church's DNA is different and everybody does different things, we have two basic things God has told us to do. He's given us a great commandment to love one another, love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then he says, the Great Commission. He's given us a great commandment and a great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptizing people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, knowing that he's going to be with us always. So that's a thing for we, whether mm-hmm. we're Baptist, Pentecostal, Baptist, Catholic, Jews, confused, whatever.
We need to come together.
We need to come together. That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, and foster care is bipartisan. I mean, doesn't matter what you believe. It really doesn't matter what the Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, whatever. These kids deserve so much more than what we're able to give. And I will highlight some of the things that y'all have done that have been kind of unique through the years is foster parents, you know, you get a new placement, you don't have time to cook. You don't want to cook. It's just chaos. And so y'all came up with y'all have a connection with a food truck, Skyview. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, hey, why don't we pay Skyview and we'll supply your frozen meals. And not only that, you supplied the freezer. And so I can't tell you, hundreds of foster parents have picked up meals. Wow. And it is such a blessing.
Right.
Such a blessing.
Well, thank you for the opportunity letting us know you needed it.
No, that's just, and foster parents love that. That's just the little things that, that help. And then just your wisdom in encouragement. Honestly, when I hit a snag, I'm like, oh, let me call Ray. Let's see what Ray would do.
Amen.
And so, so that's just been, yeah, it's been really helpful. And, just love serving alongside of you. I feel like you're definitely in the trenches with us. And so, and invite more pastors to get in the trenches. And maybe it's not the pastor. Don't be afraid to send a layperson here to talk to us, because I do understand you have, all pastors have a lot that they're called to do. And so if you have a layperson that's suitable to send over here, man, we'll work with them as well. We'd love to. So, well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
I'm so thrilled to have been here. So I would just close with this. Thank you for what you do and the passion that you have lit in this community. And I would challenge people to do several things. One, to take 5 minutes to check out Least of These Carolinas on the website. Second, if you're a pastor, to establish a call and just find out what it is that you can do. And here's one thing everybody can do. And it's not just like a PS. It's really the beginning of the process. Everybody can pray and say, God, what do you want me to do? Let my heart be broken by the things that break the heart of God, Bob Pierce said at World Vision. And that's not just for kids that are out there overseas, but people that are right here. Our backyard too. And then the other thing is, there's a phrase that I love to use, and every time I'm on a podcast, I use it. So if you let
me, good.
Okay. I want to make a difference with people who want to make a difference, doing something that makes a difference at a time that makes a difference. And this organization definitely makes a difference. And thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, Ray, for being here.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure. Podcast Bridging the Campus
East of East. Were you inspired by something you heard today? Well, we want to encourage you to make the next step, whatever that is. Everyone can do something for children in foster care. If you're not sure where to start, go to our website at www.lotcarolinas.com and see what you can do.